From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa, presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
And we're back and on From the Pitch. Darren Copeland, we hope to hear from Marcelo Balboa here in just a few minutes. If you want to call in, you can give us a call at 303-831-1340. And so that's the number. But, you know, Rapids go down once again. And here's a question for you. What's more concerning? I mean, listen, there's lots of things to be concerning about, but not really. Because here's what's so weird about MLS, and this is the thing that is hard for a lot of us, because soccer has the same sort of feel in terms of a schedule, kind of like football. I mean, you're only playing like maybe twice a week, but once or twice a week. You're not playing every single day like baseball or basketball, where, you know, it's just you got to move on to the next game. You got to move on to the next game because you're playing 82 or 162 games. So it feels like football. And, you know, if the Denver Broncos were out of their first six games had won one and, you know, lost two, which is basically what this is, people would be in meltdown over here. But what's so different is, and even though they're not really in trouble, the Rapids with a win would have moved up, you know, much higher. They didn't. And it's going to be difficult for them because next Saturday they have to go to Orlando, and Orlando is the, man, they're just so good right now. They're so good. They win again today. I mean, just such a good team. They've got probably the hottest player right now in Major League Soccer, Kieran, where, I mean, the guy is looking to be signed by European clubs. He's a top notch player. I mean, he's scoring lots of goals right now, and he looks great. It's going to be a tough task. And that's the kind of the problem with the MLS, is that all these teams are kind of grouped together. So where do you scratch out? Where do you make your bones in order to get into the playoffs? Well, it's going to be difficult.
Uphill battle
because, first of all, I mean, Orlando's going to be tough. I'm a bit concerned. And you know, we're joined by Marcelo Balboa, and hey Marcelo, so is this becoming a real concern about the Rapids, or is this just a bit of early unlucky streak?
Wow.
By the way, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
I think it's still kind of early. You know, I mean, with Axel out, I mean, I'm not going to use the injuries as an excuse, because look at Orlando without Kaká. So I don't want to use that as an excuse. But, I mean, I think there's a little bit to be concerned about, especially when you're trying to get over the fact that you traded Cronin, who was your captain, who was your leader, who was the guy who fought, fouled, and just kept it organized. And then, you know, the toughest thing in this league is to find a left-footed back.
Yeah.
That can play the left side, that can get up and down, and then cross the ball, it can defend, be part of the attack. It's someone like Burch. So I think it's going to take time to adjust to that, and possibly maybe try to find somebody that can replace those two similar personalities.
Well, you know, the thing I was talking about before he came on is it seems like Cronin's just one of those guys where all he does is win. And you know, I questioned it when they traded him, but what was the reasoning? What did they needed to get in the trade? What were the Rapids looking for?
I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you, the only thing we heard was that they were looking for, okay, this is a move for the future, bring in these young guys. And again, the future is today.
Yeah.
The future is today, and you're winning today, because the track record has not been great. Pablo really struggled the first 2 years. Last year, they did 100 times better, but they also spent $6 million to bring in Jermaine Jones, to bring in Gashi, to bring in Tim Howard. You know what I mean? There's a lot of money spent last year, and now we go back to – a little bit of 2014 and 15. So I think that's the concern that people are concerned about. I mean, people want consistency. We were one game away from an MLS Cup final.
Yeah.
And now, can you say that? You know, that's a tough question to answer.
Well, I mean, the only solace that I have is that wasn't this about where Seattle was at this time last year? I mean, they were really struggling. They were getting uncharacteristically beaten at home, and they didn't look very good, and there were sort of questions going all over the case. But
yeah,
it seems to me that the problem with the Rapids, at least the last couple games, have been their defense. And this is not – I mean, it seems to me that you can't
compare with Seattle. Look what Seattle has already as a nucleus.
Yeah.
You know, all they need to do was they had a Dempsey, they had a Jordan Morris, they had an Alonso. They've got national team players, you know. So once they got Laredo, he was a kid that just fit right in and made that team 100 times better than they got Torres back. So, you know, I think that you have natural born leaders on that team, from Brad Evans to Fry, those kind of players. Colorado doesn't have a Clint Dempsey. Colorado doesn't have a Jordan Morris, you know, that's on a national team. We don't have a guy like Torres who's on the Panamanian national team. So there's a lot of guys that look that you say, hey, you know, they had something. They were just missing a piece or two. And then those pieces got healthy. They made a run. Colorado's going to have to spend money, a lot of money, to go find a player like Laredo. Are they willing to do that? You know, that's going to be the question. Are they willing to spend that kind of money to bring in that kind of player?
Well, can they bring in one player and that make a difference there in the middle? I'm not so sure. You know, when you saw against Salt Lake,
well,
was it kind
I
of a...
I take that back. I think if you brought in a Zach McCarty.
Yep.
I think you can. I think he could make a difference. And you bring in, I think Colorado's always, listen, I know Pablo's style, and he likes to play this 4-2-3-1. It's very defensive, but we attack. But you got to get Gashy in form. That's going to be the problem. And the only way you get Gashy back in form and back in rhythm is by putting him out on the field. Because he was a big part of the success last year with the goals, the assists, the set pieces, the free kicks. He did a lot.
Well, you know, and the other thing I see about that is when Gashy's not there, you know, Baji at the top just doesn't have the room that he would have when Gashy would be on the field. It seems to be like he got that early yellow card, and he was very frustrated because he felt like he was getting clipped, but he's just getting smothered.
But he's also playing on the outside. I think last year towards the end of the year when he was successful, they had him playing up top where he had a shorter line to goal. He was able to get in behind. Doyle was doing some nice things underneath him along with Gashy, so I think, again, for me, Baji's not a 7 or an 11, a wide player. For me, Baji's that number 9 that plays up high, that can make that back line have to back up because of his pace.
Yeah, that's where I thought that he looked like he's way more comfortable playing at the 9. And then you put Gashy up below him, right? And then you put Hairston on one side and maybe Doyle on the other?
Yeah, but even Doyle could play underneath him and Gashy the way he serves balls. The problem is if you're going to play those two guys.
Yeah.
You need to have service. And if Doyle's going to score goals, he needs service. If Alan Gordon is going to score goals, he needs service.
Well, you know, that was one of the things that I was really sort of most upset with watching this game, and it was in the last about 20 minutes after the goal, so, you know, less than 20 minutes. The Rapids had opportunities, but there were a lot of those chances sort of were not very good passes. It seemed like they were getting stubbed on turf. There was one that went right in front of the goal, like about a yard through, and no one was there for it. But they were a lot of wasted chances offensively. And as I was saying earlier, we all would like to see much prettier soccer, but another word for pretty is cute, and it felt like they were a little bit too cute sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Darren, last year you didn't care about pretty soccer. You cared about winning.
Yep.
So now you're telling me you want to see pretty soccer?
No, now I'm telling you I want to see 1-1 draws. I want 0-0 draws. I want to see the defense that we had last year. I don't think we're seeing that.
Buddy, you had guys who had career years last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Mark Birch to Eric Miller to, you're looking at Axel, Jared Watts, Cronin. They all had the best year of their career. So you know that wasn't going to happen again 2 years in a row. So you know Colorado was going to give up goals. But if you're going to give up goals, you got to be able to score a few. And that's something Colorado hasn't done in the last 4 years is score goals.
No,
so
I agree.
Bringing Alan Gordon in the last 20 minutes isn't going to jack up your goal scoring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alan Gordon is a guy who comes in and basically complements the forward line, but you needed to go out and buy, since you lost Jermaine Jones, a guy who's going to score. We haven't had a guy who scores 15 to 20 goals since, I think, Connor Casey and Omar Cumming. That's
yeah.
a problem. You know what I mean? You need guys that can score goals.
No, I agree with that. It's just I feel like I don't expect them to be necessarily as good as they were last year, but I feel like so far early this year, and that, you know, we all talk about the injuries and everything, but it feels to me like the defense has sort of let down a little bit and hasn't been the same as it has been in the past. Let me do this. We're going to go to a break. From the Pitch is brought to you by, of course, the Colorado Soccer Association. You can go visit them at coloradosoccer.org. And we'll be right back with From the Pitch after this break. You're listening to Mile High Sports Radio.